Welcome into another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN, our chance to talk with Atlantic head football coach Mike McDermott. Coach, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks, Chris, and thanks to KJN for covering us.
Well, last week, a tough game against Creston. You knew it was going to be a tough battle, and from what I've kind of gathered, I didn't watch the game myself, but, kind of one of those things where the numbers does help a little bit, and they have some more depth there along the offensive and defensive lines, and they kind of won that line of scrimmage battle, which is what helped them win the game.
Yeah, I think so. Just watching the film and going into the game, we knew that's where we were going to have to make some hay is up front. It was going to be won or lost in the trenches there, and I think Creston had the upper hand. You know, as you look back and watch the film, we maybe could have made a couple other adjustments, but in the grand scheme of things, we needed to get off in three and outs defensively. They put together a couple nice drives, 10, 11 play drives that just wore us out.
Well, it sounded like a couple of mistakes, too, really cost you the opportunity there early to get one in the end zone. It doesn't happen, turns into a turnover, and then they go down the field and score. It's those types of changing points in a game that really can, deflate the momentum.
Yeah, definitely. Offensively, that was the key of the game, three turnovers. We put the ball on the ground twice and then throw an interception in the end zone that, maybe should have been caught, but those things happen. And, our defense has again got to rally and try to get a stop, and they go down and score. So at that moment, that's a big momentum swing when we could probably tie it up 14 all, and instead they go down and they go up 26.
Well, that's obviously a couple of the negatives to take away from it. I guess what positives did your staff take away from looking at film?
Well, defensively, we thought, we've got some tackling out of our younger guys on the back end. Joe Weaver, I think, led the team in tackling. Now, that's not a good thing necessarily when you're playing safety for us. But that was a concern was, how do our young kids tackle, especially our sophomores out there? And we thought we got a lot out of them this last game. The other thing we got out of we're making some changes at the linebacker position due to a little bit of injuries and moving some guys around. But another sophomore is going to start this week in Bodie Johnson, who came in and played well. Bodie's the type of kid that maybe doesn't run a 4.440. He just makes tackles. So we're going to give him a chance. Offensively, I thought Chase Molinex played really well when protection broke down, which seemed to be pretty often. Chase scampered for 10, 20, sometimes 30, 40 yards. So I thought it was his best game. If you just look at the stats, I think he's 12 of 19 passing and, ran for 130-some yards or something crazy like that. So that's what we're going to need out of him. And he's the guy that everything runs through.
Yeah, and I think coming into the season, you knew he had that potential. Obviously, though, when things are breaking down a little bit, it changes what you're able to do out there effectively on a consistent basis. When he has to pull it down right away and make a different decision, it kind of throws off what you were intending the play to be.
Absolutely, and that we told our kids that, hey, that's great, that Chase can kind of slippery out of those things. But in the grand scheme of things, we don't want him to do that all the time. We want to execute the play call. Should something break down and Chase make a play, great. But, we're trying to look for bigger and better things after that.
I guess after a couple of games now under your belt here, do you feel like as game day is moving along, that things are going pretty smoothly? Obviously, every year is a new experience with each coaching staff, kind of working things out, getting in the flow of the game, play calling. Players have to understand that stuff. Has that been going well?
Yeah, I think so. This week's a little bit different week in a sense that we did have some injuries against the Creston team, and so we've got to slide some new guys into some new positions. And a short week, the weather hasn't cooperated very much as far as getting outside with some thunder and lightning, but we've still got plenty of reps in, I think, that our guys are comfortable with playing in some new positions.
Well, let's turn our attention now here to the new opponent this week in Clarinda. They're coming off a tough loss. They had a lead there against Red Oak and let one slip away, so I'm sure they're hungry to get back out there. From what I understand, a team that's also dealing with a little bit of an injury bug here after the first couple of weeks. But what do you know about the Cardinals?
Well, they're going to line up in the old-fashioned pro I set that you know was a staple of so many teams back in the 80s and 90s, and run downhill right at you. So as far as that's concerned, that matchup is not good for us. We're not real thick in the middle, and we're going to have to, again, get some three and outs, get our defense off the field, and then control the football a little bit offensively. So kind of the same message, but a little bit different style of play out of Clarinda. Big back and William Scholl, he's, I don't know, 6 foot, 245, and he is just going to try to run you over.
Yeah, and they've kind of been unique here the last 5 years or so. I know the last couple of years they've made another change and kind of started to shift in a little bit different direction. But you definitely know that all the kids that are in the program have the mindset that they're going to go out there and run the ball, and they've just done it in some different ways. But, you know, they're going to be tough, you know, hard-nosed kids. They know that's what they're going to do.
Yeah, absolutely. They're, you know, the biggest thing is that, you know, they're going to run it three, four, five, six times, and then they're going to sneak in a pass when you're thinking, oh, here comes another run play downhill right at you. So our secondary's got to be on their toes. But up front is where we got to get some stops with our defensive line.
I guess on the other side of the ball, what do you see from Clarinda's defense? You know, what are they going to try to do on a play-in, play-out basis?
Well, what we try to do offensively is spread teams out, you know, try to get some matchups one-on-one that are in our favor. So we limit a little bit based off of our formations and motions of what other teams can do. And it's just trying to find, all right, what's the matchup that we want and where can we, you know, go with the football to try to expose that matchup. So that's what we've been working on this week. Again, we've also worked on spreading teams out and try to run a little bit more. Last week, we get behind there in the second half and have to throw it a little bit, have some success doing it, but we still want to control the football to give our defense a break.
Well, and I guess how much of that is game plan going into the week, and then once you get in the game, starting to understand, you know, what is working, what can we attack out there, even though it may be a little bit different from what you were focused on?
Well, as the week goes, we just sit down as an offensive staff and say, all right, these are the base plays that we want to run out of these formations. We might not get that play, so then we'll change the formation or change the play. But we try to put our kids in a disadvantage of, you know, this is the worst possible thing that can happen. Now how can you react to that and make it into a good thing? So we do that both offensively and defensively, kind of setting them up for failure. And now in practice, can you react and put us in a good play and go from there and expose, you know, where the defense has given us?
Well, a lot of times it's kind of the same thoughts week in and week out of what you know you need to do well in order to have success, no matter who the opponent is. But is there anything in particular that you think is going to be more effective this week against Clarinda that you know you need to do well?
Well, our three goals this week, number one is taking care of the football. Our running backs this week that fumble the football were required to carry the football with them at all times this week in practice. So if they got it knocked out of their hands, they were doing a little bit of extra conditioning. So that's just to put that, you know, emphasis on, you know, the game of football is all about the ball, and we've got to take care of the football. So that's number one. Number two is special teams. For some reason last week, I thought we relaxed a little bit on special teams. We didn't necessarily have poor special teams play, but we need to use special teams as a chance for an offensive play. We've got guys that can make something happen, so we've put a lot of practice in this week on using our kick return and punt return game as an offensive play. And lastly, just leadership. We're looking for some guys out there on the field to, you know, when things are going bad, to buckle down defensively and get a stop. And then on offense, when you got a chance to make a play, you know, is that 5 yard play going to a 15, 20, 25 yards? So that's what our goals are this week, and I'm comfortable our kids are going to make it happen.
Well, we talk about that so much as far as, you want vocal leaders out there, guys that'll step up and you know, kind of lead everybody else, tell them where they need to be. But at the same time, more importantly, you need to go out there and do it with actions. So you got to have guys that are going to step up and make that play in that right moment. And that's, you know, the key to building a good football team.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I think the biggest thing there, Chris, is what you talked about. Are you just making plays? We're getting some guys on the field now, some younger kids that we've just seen over and over and over now here these first 2 weeks, and even back into our summer camp, that when we throw them out there, they just make tackles. Well, you're going to have to get them on the field. And here's their opportunity. So I don't need a lot of rah-rah out of our sophomores, but I do need to make plays.
Well, and that's good when you're starting to build that, especially when you're seeing that early on in the season, that you can get some of those young guys out there and know that they can be effective. That has to help the whole group.
I think so. It was nice to see some of our seniors, you know, leading them a little bit, talking to them, as we just talked about, and kind of mentoring them out there. And, you know, in practice, it happened a couple times this week, and I was pleased to see it.
Well, this is another opportunity to get back out there at the Trojan Bowl and try to pick up a victory. Should be another fun game. We hope that a lot of folks come out and support the squad, and we wish you the best of luck, Coach.
Yeah, thanks, Chris. Thanks to KJN, and we look forward to it.
All right, that's another week of Trojan Preview here on KJN.